All eyes may be on Cleveland for the debate tonight, but there is politicking happening in Washington. The House may vote on a virus relief package this week, either as a bipartisan deal or a Democrat proposal if no accord is reached. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have discussed the Democrats' latest plan in the hope of striking a deal before the election. The Democrats are talking a $2.4 trillion program. President Trump wants to keep it to $1.5 trillion. And the UK's latest attempt to unblock Brexit talks has been dismissed by Brussels in a sign the two sides may struggle to reach agreement before a leaders' summit next month. The UK submitted new proposals on state aid, but EU sources say not enough progress has been made for negotiations to enter the so-called tunnel phase at the end of this week. Boris Johnson has set a deadline of mid-October for a deal. And J.P. Morgan has admitted wrongdoing and will pay almost $1 billion to resolve U.S. claims of market manipulation. At two of its trading desks, it is the largest sanction ever tied to an illegal practice known as spoofing. Over 8 years, JPM traders caused losses of more than $300 million to rivals in the precious metals and treasury markets. None of the traders have been charged yet. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Karina Mitchell. This is Bloomberg.